Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different from what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. We hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you.
Adolf Hitler. Mike Gatting. Teddy and June. Fucking bastard Thatcher. Insincere social climate of mixed origin. Overdose. Scouse impersonators. Macho dickhead. Bonnie Langford. Poll tax. Neighbours. Lost keys. Phony friend. The royal family. Stock, Aitken and Waterman. Heartbreaking lying friend. Smiling Judas. Myra Hindley. Acid rain. Stinking rich female in fears. Disloyal lover. Wife and child beater. Drunken abuser. Racist. Bully. Some newspaper. AIDS inventor. Leon Britton. All nonsense. Massive, massive oil slick. Loneliness. Cancer.
Hard cowfish.
Hunger. Greed.
Imperfect list.
Gut-wrenching disappointment.
Homeless.
Evil gossiping fashion bastard.
They don't know.
Tasteless A&R wanker.
Their stretches.
The Tory invention of the non-working class.
Coated.
Mr. Jesse Helms.
Thatcher Coxons.
Hillsborough. Weird British judges.
Depression.
Apartheid.
JFK.
John Lennon's murder.
Russia.
Anyone's murder.
Vietnam.
The breakdown of the NHS.
The bomb.
Hazel Stadium.
Police harassment.
The death of the rainforest.
The troubles.
Rednecks.
The clan.
Rape.
Imprisonment of innocence.
The All-American Way.
Sentinel of Len Shackleton.
Red Sock and the whitewashing.
Nancy's turn.
Tiananmen Square.
Mommy's turn.
Sexual harassment.
Jimmy Talbot.
My long checkout queue.
Sick baby.
Nelson Mandela's imprisonment. Miscarriage. Where were you?
It's all confused and beautiful. like Cambridge, Mass, like Roberts upon Roberts, and Sylvias and bushes and ponds and projects and steeples. Sweet ivy with acid leaves like chips, and the air is sharp. And at 16 I saw the snows turn purple at the top of the world, and the green carpet of the plateau went so warm the sight alone could feed children. Old men and women pray with their whole bodies in dust, length by length around temples. And I couldn't play basketball for shit, so my friends made me toss a glass bowl in the dark to test my coordination skills. The sting on my knuckles when it slipped through, everything slipped and dropped sub-Boston style. In the Himalayas, five boys and a pound of ghee for Ramadan omelets at 4 a.m. with Rehan, coaxing God in my ears, the mullah's song bouncing off mountains down to plains and off to horizontal stars. I don't wear saffron, and I won't cheat my feet out of a pair of soles. Kraft macaroni and cheese all week long tastes better at the company of cousins. Uncle Jimmy joking about spaghetti and peanut butter. His lazy boy all duct tape and plastic. Luke and Laura learning how to get it on in front of my little face while I'm waiting on Easy Reader. All I know is when it's cold, hazy, and you're high, the great Zimbabwe looks as if it's being born in this morning, stretching out of the mist like the world was an egg to emerge from. That Keith and Fez and the wet of two lovers making room for me. Allow weed to be cradled in folds that should be eternal. If I could be cradled in a boat of wombs within a womb, odysseying through the worlds, I'd be there now, fully drenched. All I know is Jesus, Vishnu, Mohit, Horus, Osiris, Odin, Muhammad, all wait in line for seconds just like me, that we are put together by masses of eternal trinkets of matter from the cosmos in the bathroom, and that they disappear and reappear like worlds between matter, that mountains, seas, and sidewalks won't justify this, but they will serve. Serve like universes. Somehow bullet holes and steel doors look like a collection of constellations trapped to catch the wrath of idiots, and we are the size of constellation in the path of wrathful idiots, and all these heroes we will map the sky with come across arcane next to off-duty demons in denim. And you would think that Cambridge would finally buckle under its own ego, that the Himalayan stones would melt and somehow drown the right people, that Shona Ghost would rise and fly vengeance, that the very matter from every cross path would turn resolute and shatter themselves for justice.
We sat on the landing with our legs dangling through the spaces between the banisters. And we screamed down the stairs while they scream at each other. Days later, we all stood in the rain in the back garden for the burial of our first hamster, Baldrick, named after the character from Blackadder. Weeks later, I hand the phone back to my sister, who seems to enjoy the conversations to her father in England more than I ever do. I retire, being the new man of the house, to the living room, where Macho Man Randy Savage is frozen in midair. I press play. He misses the junkyard dog. Months pass and I return home earlier than expected. My mother introduces me to a man with no hair and an iron jumper. He forces a smile. I don't force him back and head upstairs and put on my earphones. The Sony Walkman has a new scratch. The batteries are running flat, making Mick Hucknall sound slow and tired. A year on and I knock my front door. A young girl answers. I ask where John is. She calls her mother, who appears arm in arm with husband and youngest son. There's a warm glow from my old living room. And then they politely inform me that John's family moved out 2 months ago. I'm still unsure if they remembered me from the viewing. And now my children push pillows to muffle out our ridiculous arguments.
Epiphenomenalism, which has to do with consciousness as a mere accessory of physiological processes whose presence or absence makes no difference. Whatever are you doing?
Afro Bell. Cervantes. Okay. Daniel Defoe. Samuel Richardson. Henry Fielding. Lawrence Stern.
Hello.
Mary Wollstonecraft.
Vindicated.
Jane Austen.
Here I am.
Sir Walter Scott.
Rolou.
Leo Tolstoy.
Yes.
Honoré de Balzac.
Oui.
Edgar Allan Poe. Charlotte Bronte.
Hello.
Emily Bronte.
Hello?
Nikolai Gogol.
Best cheese.
Gustave Flaubert. Oui. William Makepeace Thackeray.
Call me William Makepeace Thackeray.
Nathaniel Hawthorne.
The letter A.
Herman Melville.
Ahoy there.
Charles Dickens.
Well, look, it's so beautiful. Come up here.
Anthony Trollope.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening.
Theodore Dostoevsky.
Here comes Steve.
Mark Twain.
But I can't even spell Mississippi.
George Eliot. Emile Zola.
Zacchaeus.
Henry James.
How is one?
Thomas Hardy.
Liar.
Joseph Conrad.
A bloody boring writer.
Catherine Mansfield. Edith Wharton.
Hello, Mr. James.
Joyce.
Hello there.
Virginia Woolf.
I'm losing my mind.
Marcel Proust.
Je ne me souviens plus.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Ernest Hemingway.
That's probably me, son.
Herman Hesse.
Oh, it's so nice.
Evelyn Waugh. William Faulkner. Anaïs Nin. Ford Maddox Ford.
Any color as long as it's black.
Jean-Paul Sartre.
Let's go, don't Simone.
Simone de Beauvoir. Albert Camus.
Beach.
Franz Kafka.
What do you want from me?
Thomas Mann. Graham Greene.
Give me Pinky, love me.
Jack Kerouac. William S. Burroughs.
Wow. Happy the man, and happy he alone, who in all honesty can call today his own. He who has life and strength enough to say,
Lessing.
Hi, hello.
Vladimir Nabokov.
Hello, little girl.
William Golding.
Hector Busby.
J.G. Ballard.
Instrument Binnacle.
Richard Brautigan.
How do you do?
Milan Kundera.
I don't do interviews.
Ivy Compton Burnett.
Hello.
Paul Theroux.
Grass.
Those snails.
Gore Vidal.
Oh, it makes me mad.
John Updike.
Run, 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 run.
Kazuo Ishiguro.
Also, Jeff.
Malcolm Bradbury.
Stroke John Steinbeck, stroke James Andrew.
Ian Banks.
Two oranges.
A.S. Byatt.
My tenth in the room, you know.
Martin Hayes. Brett Easton Ellis. Umberto Eco.
I don't understand this either.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Mikasa Dukasa.
Roddy Doyle. Salman Rushdie.
Names who live forever.
According to Oscar Wilde, Turner, 1775 to 1851, Toulouse-Lautrec, 1864 to 1901, Andy Warhol, 1928 to 1987, R.I.P. Ernest Hemingway, 1899 to 1961, George Orwell, Jimi Hendrix, William Butler Yeats, Jack B. Yeats, Richard Redgrave, 1804 to 1888, Henry Moore, 1896 to 1986, Henry Miller, Sid Vicious, only 21, Brian Jones, Otis Redding, 1941 to 1967, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive, in endless time, endless art. Masters of their art, Claude Monet, 1840 to 1926, Beethoven, Bach, Brahms, Elvis Presley, 1935 to 77, Man Ray, Johnny Ray, John Donne, 1573 to 1631, Alfred Lord Tennyson, 1809 to 92, The Generation Art, Joan Miró, R.I.P. Jackson Pollock, 1912 to 1956, John Lennon, 40 to 80, Henry Lamb, Cézanne, Paul Gauguin, William Shakespeare, Bendon Behan, 1923 to 1964, Tennessee Williams, 1912 to 1983, Gerard Manley Hopkins, 1844 to 1889, Pissarro, Picasso, Degas, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive. In endless time, endless art. Joseph Conrad, 1857 to 1924. Jack Kerouac, 1922 to 1969. Keith Moon, 1946 to 1978. D.H. Lawrence, James Joyce, Mozart, Van Gogh, 1853 to 1890. Ian Curtis, Salvador Dali, Johann Strauss, Richard Strauss, Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive. In endless time, endless art.
Love, 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 love. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor, and I swear to God I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. What's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
And ask me if I have any. I don't get my. I think I need some water. Water, some water. Oops,
it's stopped. Yeah, that'll be great. I was just hearing using.
People often ask me if I have any words of advice for. Advice for young people. Well, here are a few simple admonitions for young and old. Never interfere in a boy and girl fight. Beware of whores who say they don't want money. The hell they don't. What they mean is they want more money, much more. If you're doing business with a religious son of a bitch, get it in writing. His word isn't worth shit. Not with a good lord telling him how to fuck you on the deal. Words of advice for young people. Words of advice for young people. Avoid fuck-ups. You all know the type. Anything they have anything to do with, no
matter how good it sounds, turns into a disaster. Do not offer sympathy to the mentally ill. Tell them firmly, I am not paid to listen to this drivel. You are a terminal fool. Words of advice for young people. Words of advice for young people. Now, some of you may encounter the devil's bargain if you get that far. Any old soul is worth saving at least to a priest, but not every soul is worth buying. So you can take the offer as a compliment. They charge the easy ones first, you know, like money, all the money there is, yeah, but who wants to be the richest guy in some cemetery? Money won't buy. Not much left to spend it on, eh, Gramps? Getting too old to cut the mustard. How's a young body grab? Like three card money, like the end of the shell. Now you see it, now you don't. Haven't you forgotten something, Gramps? In order to feel something, you have to be there. You have to be 18. You're not 18, you are 78. Old fool sold his soul for a strap on. Well, I always try the easy ones first. How about an honorable bargain? You always wanted to be a doctor. Well, now's your chance. Why, you can become a great healer and benefit humanity. What's wrong with that? Just about everything. There are no honorable bargains involving exchange of qualitative merchandise like souls for quantitative merchandise like time. Piss off, Satan, and don't take me for dumber than I look. As an old junk pusher told me, watch whose money you pick up. Words of advice for young people. Words of advice for young people. Words of advice for young people. Words of advice for people often ask me if I have any words of advice for young people.
Club. Put on your shaggy hairspray. put on your shanty makeup. Just remember that people still eat, people still think, and people still defecate. No matter how hard we try to dehumanize, demoralize, de-animalize, with ID numbers, serial numbers, credit card numbers. Are the best part of nations. People are the best part of nature. 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 People are the best part of nature.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or the Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Well, I'm a simple bloke, the things I like are few and far between. I love my wife and I love my kids, and on my truck I'm equally as keen. I don't talk dirty on the CB, and I don't chat up waitresses in cafes. I just pull up, have a rest and another cup of coffee. One day not so long ago, pulled into the yard to unload. I thought to myself, it's getting a bit nippy, better put me coat on so I don't catch a cold. Now I like a drop of beer, but there's some advice for you. Don't drink and drive. Pull up, have a drink, and stay in the cab for the night. When I reached the outskirts of town, a strange thought crossed my mind. What if I get home to find the wife and kids have died? Well, I laughed a bit, you know, as if this sort of thing could ever happen to me. I pulled up round the corner of my house, came in through the back way. No one around. Disappointing to find my tea wasn't ready. There was a knock on the door, it was Dave from over the road. Bad news, I'm afraid, Ted. My dog's dead. The thing that's so sad is he was knocked over by a drunken truck driver. I was being walked by your wife and kids, I'm afraid, Ted. Well, it wasn't my day, fresh out of luck, but at least I've still got me truck.
What were the skies like when you were young?
That's a stupid question. I don't know, can't remember. I don't know, can't remember. I don't know, can't remember. It's a long time ago.
What were the skies like when you were young?
Grey, monotonous. Grey, you know, like they are now. I mean, they seem to go on like a bit and then it changes sometimes. I mean, I used to live in Watford and it's a very dull place. Watford, grey, Watford, grey, Watford, 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 Watford. It's a very dull place. But, you know, they were grey, cloudy. I mean, you still see skies like that all the time, you know, just when the weather's bad, just look up and bad sky, that's how it is, you know. I mean, sky's not that important, really, in the long term. But basically, it was sort of grey, monotonous. It used to rain a lot, as it does now. It's a very dull place. I mean, you still see skies like that all the time, in all over the place, wherever you are, there's grey skies, grey, monotonous.
So what were the skies like when you were young?
I've told you, they were grey and monotonous and dull, right? It was just, I mean, the sun shone sometimes, and it, but I don't remember that so much. It was mainly grey and grey and dull.
What were the skies like when you were young?
You're beginning to get on my nerves with your persistent question, right? Told you, sky's dull, grey, and not important, right? The sky doesn't matter, it's the issues.
But what were the skies like when you were young?
I think I'll have to curtail this interview, mate, if you don't like, come up with some better questions. Right, last time, right, grey. The skies were grey, basically, and dull, and that's it, all right? Grey. Grey, grey,
but what were the skies like when you
That's
were young?
It. Oh!
This is a letter from God to man. It says, "Hey there, how's it going? Long time no see. I know I haven't been around much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be. The last time I sent down a message, you nailed it to the cross, so I figured I'd just leave you to it, let you be your own boss. But I've been keeping an eye on you, I have, and it's amazing how you've grown. All your technological advances and the problems you've overthrown. All the beautiful art you've created with such grace and such finesse. But I must admit there are a few things I'm afraid have impressed me less. So I'm writing to apologise for horrors committed in my name. Although it was never what I intended, I feel I should take my share of the blame. A lot of the good I tried to was corrupted when organised religion got into full swing. What I thought were quite clear messages were taken to unusual extremes. My teachings were taken out of context to meet the agendas of others. Interpretations taken in different ways, hidden meanings discovered. Religion became a tool for the weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survival of the fittest was gone. No longer could the biggest man simply take whatever he needed, cause damnation was the price. If certain rules were not heeded, some of the deeds committed in my name made me wonder I went wrong. Back at the start when I created this, the foundation seemed so strong. See, all the elements were already here. Long before I began, I just kind of put them all together. I didn't really think out a long-term plan. I made the sun an appropriate distance, laid the stars across the sky, so you could navigate this globe, or watch a sunrise. I covered the earth with plants and fruit, some for sustenance, some for beauty. Made the sunshine and clouds rain, so their maintenance wasn't your duty. Try to give each creature own attributes, about making them developed. Gave you all your own space to grow, in your own way space to develop. I didn't know that such developments would cause rifts and jealousy, cause you to war against each other, leave marks this planet in debt. You see, I wasn't a creator, I was more the curator of nature. And I set things straight with homosexuals right now, I don't hate ya. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to use such powers. But I just laid the ground, it was you to build the towers. It was you to invent bombs and the fear that comes with them. It was you to invent money and the corrupt economic systems. You invented terms like just war and terms like friendly fire. It was you that didn't know when to stop thinking, when to stop building higher.
That. Ever since I've been young, I've had a dream about going into space, lying there in the darkness and staring down, watching continents drift by and come round again. Drift by and come round again. I always wanted to launch myself from space and dive down through the atmosphere, through the clouds and the air, and swoop over the heads of people walking and talking and shopping in Moscow or Paris or Rome. Or whatever. I'd be moving so fast I'd just have time to see their astonished faces before I was off again, back up to my space base. Which could be anything really, an asteroid, a moon or a spaceship. It's never really been that clearly defined in my dreams. But it's not important. Just to be in space would be the important thing. Just to be in space would be the important thing. I've spoken to lots of people about my desire to go to space. And they think it's stupid. They say to me things like, what about the training? I hear it's very hard. I say, hard? Hard my arse. A couple of assault courses and a maths test. Piece of piss. I've suffered worse than that. I've suffered much worse than that. Sometimes I wonder what's gone wrong with people. I think they've gone simultaneously soft or stupid, or they're living in fear. But I don't know why. There's nothing to fear about space. Space is brilliant. Space is brilliant. And I've told people that I'd pay £1 million to go to space, which is true. I'd pay £1 million or more to go for an hour, or even half an hour, although a day would be better. A day in space. That would be something, a day in space. That would be something. I speak to people sometimes and I ask them, well, what would you do if you had £1 million? If you wouldn't take it to space, what would you do with it? They say, I don't know, buy a house or a car, maybe take a holiday somewhere. A holiday where, I ask them? Oh, Spain, Egypt, see the pyramids maybe. See the pyramids maybe. When they say this to me, I look at them. I look at them straight in the eye and I wait for just a few seconds, just so they know that what I'm going to say is going to be important. What I'm going to say is going to be important. And then I say, what better place could you go to than space? What's a better holiday than that? Think about lying there when you're 100, 110 or whatever, looking back in your life and thinking, well, what did I actually do? What did I actually achieve? Oh yeah, I saw the pyramids. Big deal. You can apparently see those from space anyway. You see all the rest of the blue and green globe twisting and turning below you. You can see the sun lighting up the moon. Feel the stars shining down upon your back. You don't get that in Egypt. And you don't get that in the pyramids. And you don't get that by pissing away your £1 million on something that everyone else can do if they save up long enough.
Worth it. There's the moon trying to look romantic. Moon one's too old, that's our trouble. Lace curtains gently swaying, like a woman walking. A woman in a negligee, walking out through the window, over the sleeping city, up into the sky. To give the moon a rest. Moon's too tired, that's our trouble. Aren't we all? Wasn't a bad party, really. Except for the people. People always spoil things. Room's in a mess, and this one's left her clothes all over the place. Scattered like seeds. In too much of a hurry, that's our trouble. Aren't we all? Asleep now. It makes you sleep better than Horlicks. Not so pretty, really, when you get close up. Wonder what her name is. Now she's taken all the blankets. Too selfish, that's our trouble. Aren't we all?
I picked you up after work. You changed in the car. Even after all this time, just your skin and your black bra and the scar on your back from when you were a kid. We had the windows rolled down. You quit putting money in that vacation box. I asked you why, and you said it didn't matter, because we never ended up going anywhere anyway. Maybe you were right. You opened up a bag between us, took out a wine cooler, and told me about this guy who came in 2 days earlier. He had a pain in his guts. Turns out he had cancer. He died this morning. He was my patient, and he was our age, you said. I'm just glad it's not you. I'm just glad it's not you. We drove out and saw this mariachi band. It was playing near the airport. We go out there at least once a month. When we get so drunk, I can barely get us home. But I always get something. And on the way back, tell me about this woman. Came in a week ago, and no one visited her. No one at all. By then, the woman crawled so far back into herself, she could hardly speak. We live out by the mall. And when we get home, we lay down on the couch, turn on the TV. She say you can't sleep without it anymore. And I stay out there for a while, and then I go back to our room. We hardly ever sleep next to each other. But I still remember once. In a motel room on the coast, and it was your birthday, and we were going to see Lou Ross at this Indian casino, and you were walking around in your underwear, and I said something, and you started laughing so hard, you fell back on the bed. See, it can be like that too.